It's HPR and Helping Hand, also found online at hawaiipublicradio.org. We use Helping Hand to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, Special Olympics. Founded on the belief that people with intellectual disabilities of all ages can, with proper instruction and encouragement, learn, enjoy, and benefit from participation in individual and team sports adapted as necessary to meet the needs of those with special mental and physical limitations. We're hearing about their COP on Top August 23rd through 25th fundraising event. And of course, they've got their October 26th Over the Edge, people rappelling off the side of the Hyatt Regency. Tracy Bender is Special Olympics Hawaii Director of Development and has been with us many times on Helping Hand and is back. Hey, Tracy, thanks for doing this.
Hey, Dave, thanks for having me.
You are welcome. First, let's paint a picture of the kind of programs that you guys offer that's all ages.
Sure. So Special Olympics Hawaii is a sports organization that exists for people with intellectual disabilities. We offer sports training and competitions, as you said, for all ages, children and adults. We also have health and wellness programs, leadership programs for our athletes, not just only doing sports, but we promote inclusion. And as you said, we are for all ages.
Three basic groups, right?
Yes. Yeah. Our youngest group and the program we have for them is called Young Athletes Program. For children with and without intellectual disabilities, we're all about inclusion throughout all our programs, 2.5 to 5. Children can come to with their parents, and we will work on sports skills and pre-sports skills, which of course enhance your small and large motor skills. It's not just for the child. When you come as a parent, you yourself are going to be able to participate in the activities and learn different ways that you can take home what you just learned that day and expand on it for the month and then come back. So it's a once a month program.
Kids who do not have an intellectual disability at that really formative age where they're creating impressions about people and what kindness is and being nice, they're being exposed to children with an intellectual disability.
Absolutely. That's what we feel is really important. And we want children from a young age to know that we're more alike than different. And really, they don't see any difference. They're just there to have fun.
And then that next age,
called our Future Stars program, 6 and 7 year olds. And in Future Stars, you work on your individual sports skill. And then they'd come to a competition and they'd actually compete against other Future Stars on those individual skills. From Future Stars, you come up to our regular competitive sports, which starts at the age 8, the team sports.
What are all the sports that you guys have?
We have 9 competitive sports: bowling, basketball, bocce, swimming, soccer, softball, track and field, powerlifting. We also have 1 demonstration sport, which is golf, and that happens over on the Big Island.
All of these programs, and there's a whole lot of them there, as you can imagine, cost a lot to run and to maintain. Are there any costs for the participants?
No, that's a great question, Dave. Absolutely free of charge for all of our athletes that participate. When you think about it, how amazing that is, because we are on 6 islands. We are a statewide year-round program. So the athletes and the coaches coming from the neighbor islands come for free by airfare when they get here. There's housing, there's meal, there's transportation for them. And of course, there's no competition cost.
Dial in, what is the health and wellness service that you guys offer?
We have the Holo Holo Club. And again, this is an inclusionary opportunity for people with and without disabilities to go Holo Holo, to walk around Ala Moana Shopping Center and Windward Mall. We do the whole Fitbit thing where we're tracking how much you're walking and we give away incentive prizes. And of course, they come to our practices and get ready for their competition. But what do they do in that maybe 2 or 3 week break time? We want to make sure that they keep up with their health and wellness. In terms of services, we do a healthy athlete health screenings for our athletes at our summer games. There's 9 disciplines, anywhere from eyes, ears, feet, where we have volunteer practitioners come out and do a screening. And we have in the past, through our screenings, caught some other more serious health issues, which then they can be referred out to. And then we at Special Olympics will follow up and we try to assist in that way. We have a partnership with the Lions Club, who helps us with eyeglasses.
And all of that's free.
All of that's free.
Before we hear about these fundraising ways to help pay for that stuff, Unified Champion Schools, explain what this is.
It's happening across the state, elementary, middle schools, and high schools, where a school will commit to doing activities that involve special education and general education students. We're talking about clubs. We're talking about opportunities to have lunch with special education students and then during lunch recess play basketball. That usually does actually happen from a club. A school might say, I commit to being a Unified Champion Schools and we will create a club and we'll do activities. So from that, the ultimate goal is we hope they'll choose a Special Olympic sport. And they'll actually put together a Special Olympics team in basketball or in flag football or a track and field relay team. They'll practice after school and then they actually come to our competitions and be a part of our Unified Schools competition.
And on the adult end, you have equally programs where people who are adults who want to be coaches or play on unified teams where they're doing the same basic thing, where
Correct.
They're creating inclusion for people with intellectual disabilities. That's one part of Special Olympics. I don't think a lot of people realize that there are ways for people to participate and be in the game, so to speak,
yes.
who don't have an intellectual disability.
Right. So this is an opportunity for you after you're done with work or on the weekends, meet up with a Special Olympics team. You're going to practice and then you're going to actually come to a Special Olympics competition. If you have spare time and you want to do something good, you will find that you've gained probably more than the athlete.
For people who have never done any of that stuff, it's a great way to do that stuff for the first time.
That too. Is actually a really great point. Yes, absolutely. And we say that for our schools program too. It's actually great for kids that are in Honor Society or Leo's Club, the non-traditional athlete, now has an opportunity to be a part of sports.
Right. And the same for any adult. You really don't need any sports background.
Yes, to keep you active,
yeah,
fun.
And not on such an intense basis, but more on that ends up having a huge philanthropic impact.
Absolutely. And that would be free for you as well. There's
right.
no charge for you as well.
Good point, right. So for people like that, there's not going to be any charge for people without a disability either. Two ways to help them. Cop on Top is August 23rd through 25th. Signature event, Over the Edge, October 26th in Waikiki, rappelling off the side of the Hyatt Regency.
Great. So Cop on Top, as Dave mentioned, coming up August 23rd to 25th. It is a three-day event. So volunteer law enforcement officers commit to helping us for 3 days. There's a scaffolding at least 10 foot high at each location. And we have people asking if you'd like to donate your loose change in your pocket. We're just asking if you'd like to make a donation. And all of that adds up. We are actually at 14 locations this year. Our goal is to make at least $250,000.
And we'll have a list of all those locations on our website. And that's another thing where people could be volunteers at for sure, right?
Correct.
For that
correct.
Sort of thing.
And now, Dave, shall we talk about your favorite event?
Yep. It's a great thrill to have. Certainly October 26th, a lot of people are going to have it, Over the Edge.
If you can fundraise $1,000 or more, you have the opportunity to go on the rooftop of the Hyatt Regency and rappel from the roof 40 stories down, which is a little over 400 feet.
People basically can pledge to support you, and Special Olympics creates a fundraising page for the participants of Over the Edge, and then the participants are able to share that. People can email links to that fundraising page, essentially, which gives a description of what you're doing, and if you're doing it in honor of someone or for a personal cause above and beyond helping Special Olympics, and then people make donations. Obviously, that's another event where people could support this by donating supplies that you may need to operate this or by being volunteers.
Correct. You're right. And if anyone's out there would like to be a sponsor of the event and have the opportunity to have their logo with our marketing materials and also the opportunity to be there, it's a great team building activity.
So here's how to get in touch with them. SOHawaii.org. Tracy B at SOHawaii.org. TRACEYB at SOHawaii.org, 808-943-8808, and you can reach them toll-free at 888-531-1888. On the contact page at their website, you can find a whole list of emails for different departments, all the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of the previous Helping Hand segments at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. It is Tracy Bender, Special Olympics Hawaii Director of Development. Thank you so much for supporting folks and creating an opportunity for other people, too, to try to help out in some way.
Thank you, Dave.